Hey ladies, Brave Enough is here to remind you that you're not alone and that you have the strength to be brave enough for one more day.
Welcome back to another episode of Brave Enough. I am so excited.
It's Christmas.
Okay, so let's one more time. Yay for December. Yay for Christmas. All right. We just had to say that every week this month. So we're excited. Christmas is in 2 days.
Two days.
Oh, I cannot believe it. At the end of December, here we go.
I've already done my Christmas, so I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. I know you have. And I've done our Christmas with the Sherman family, but with Tim and I and my mom, that's all exciting too. So last week we talked about traditions, and I hope that you guys took that a little bit to heart and thought about your traditions, even though you didn't think they were traditions, maybe the little moments that you've experience throughout the week, you realize, wow, I do that every year. And I think that's awesome. Maybe you thought of new traditions that you could do even this throughout this last 7 days to kind of cultivate something new in your holiday season. So kudos to you. I think it's awesome. But you know what? I know our little episodes go 20, 30 minutes. This one's just going to be short. Well, we say short. Then it's like, here we go, 22 minutes later.
I say that all the time. No? It never happens.
But you know what? We just really want you to know our message from our heart to you is that we care about you. We love you. And we're excited for you in whatever your traditions are, whatever you're planning to do or have done for Christmas during the lonely times, during the divorce times when you maybe didn't or won't have your child for Christmas. During those times, we understand that. We both have been through that, going through that. And so it's not, every day is not happy, but it can be filled with joy because those are two different things. And the thing is just to refocus today and the next 2 days on what Christmas is really all about. It's not about the shopping and whatever, although those are wonderful things, but it's about how God has given us his gift of Jesus.
Absolutely.
So that, yeah, we can have life beyond what we live today. So, and love, I mean, it's just all about his love and how can we in turn show that love. So I'm kind of going way off script. I'm not even looking at this. I just want, my message is just, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends if you're still haven't had that get together with them yet. Relax. You've done all you can do. The waiting is pretty much over.
Unless you're like me and you wait until the day before to wrap your presents. But
yeah, well, you know, that happens too.
Sorry.
But you've done all you can do for the preparation. Now we just want you to be you, the great you, the you who is wonderful, who is beautiful, who is bold, who is just brave enough to brave this holiday season, whether it's a little treacherous for you or not. And so we just want to say Merry to you. Merry Christmas. Remember what Christmas is all about.
Merry Christmas. And hear us. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are a mother that your children love.
Yes.
You are a spouse that your spouse loves. You are good at what you do. This is time to just kick back, enjoy the holidays. We are there. It's almost Christmas.
Yay.
You get to hear the squeals of delight in your living room or, you know, and that can be true if they're even not, if they're not little kids or kids at all. I've squealed for things before.
Me too.
You know, it's time to make those cinnamon buns in the morning.
Yes.
It's time to sit and enjoy Christmas music and just be still. Yeah. Be still with the people that you love. Be still with yourself. We love you. We're so glad you're here. We are so glad that it is Christmas. We are so glad that you guys are listening. So yeah, I kind of stole that from Jan, but I just want you guys to hear it. It's so important that you know that you are awesome.
Yeah.
You are fantastic. And the people in your life love you for who you are.
And here's an idea. If you haven't already, if things are going great and you're having a really good time right now in your life, that things are just, the hard days are past and this season is a good one for you. Maybe reach out to someone who is struggling, who is lonely, that you know of. Reach out to them, especially if you know where they're walking and how difficult it can be. Reach out to them, connect with them, show them that you care, show them the appreciation like we're showing you. Let them know that they are loved and pray for them throughout this Christmas season, because that goes a long ways, just letting others know that we care.
Well, and if you do the Christmas Eve service thing, I guarantee you there are some families there that are struggling with a recent loss, mm-hmm. Whether it's old, new. There may be elderly folks in your congregation who don't have that family around them anymore. And that's exactly what Jan's talking about. Find those people that you can just go over there and say, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're amazing. It will bring such peace to your heart, and you have no idea what it will do to them. The season is here. The season is upon us. We have been building up to this. We have counted down about down. We've done a countdown about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have spent 4 weeks talking to you guys about this. We've talked about the hard parts. We've talked about the good parts. We've talked about the traditions. Now is the time. There's no time like the present to build those traditions. Fuzzy pajamas, be silly, yeah. Sing with your kids, get crazy about unwrapping the presents under the tree, stick the bows to your head, laugh like you haven't laughed before.
Yes.
It's not just about, there's so many elements here. There is about, you can see the people at your church, you can see the people on the street that you can give that last minute of hope and love and care to, but there's also that last minute love and hope and care you can give to yourself.
Yes.
It is a time for you to relax. And I'm going to keep saying that, as is Jan, mm-hmm. The time, you've done all you can do. It is time to enjoy what you have worked so hard to create.
Yes.
And to enjoy your children.
Let your hair down.
Absolutely.
Relax. Be the beautiful you that you are. And let your children see that. Because as you well know, as a mom, your children know when you're upset, when you're tense. And they keep their distance, or they're very cautious. But when we are relaxed, when we're silly, when we're funny, they also gravitate towards that. And then you could do that together. How wonderful. Yeah, like Larissa said, get your fuzzy pajamas and slippers on, the slippers that look like little character people.
Mine are monkeys.
Oh, see, I somehow knew that would happen. Mine are just fuzzy. They're pink and white and they're fuzzy. But
I have mooses too that one of my brothers got me for Christmas when I was like 8, and they still fit me.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
He bought them way too big. They fit my dad too.
That explains it. Cause I'm like, she doesn't have tiny feet. She has normal feet for an adult.
Squirrel.
So I know. If you've known us now, you know, over these 18 episodes that we've done, you know that we do scroll periodically.
Well,
but
and we're
ourselves.
Well, and we're both very high on the holiday season, because yes, we both have done our Christmas.
It.
So we're just like,
Yeah.
We were talking about what the point of that was. We were talking about just letting your hair down and be a little silly. Mm-hmm. Capture that child. And I did a podcast several episodes ago about capturing that inner child in yourself. Literally, my brothers are both older than me. I'm not exactly young anymore. And we were out on the trampoline jumping like crazy. And we played video game wars with Marley. And there's just so much. And as I'm sure I've told you guys before, the whole LOL thing is so popular. But my brothers don't call them LOLs. They're LOLs. So we had to get all the LOLs out and play with the LOLs. And so they get their little kid voices on. And it's like being with my brothers when we were five and, you know, we're 4 years apart, so whatever the age gap is, but we were, it's like being with them on Christmas morning again. And we let our hair down and we let our sillies go. Granted, we're all kind of like that in everyday life, but it's even worse on Christmas morning, but it brings joy to my parents and it brings joy to my daughter. My daughter gets to see that awe and that wonder that I was talking about in the last podcast. Let that inner child out, let her scream, let her yell, let her laugh.
Absolutely.
Have some fun. Put the kids to bed. My tongue's getting tied. Put the kids to bed on Christmas Eve this year. If you're not going to the midnight mass, pull out that Monopoly board or that puzzle or that whatever, and just have fun with the adults. And then you can be completely tired when the kids wake up in the morning and they'll have to wake you up. That's okay.
That is okay.
Find some new traditions, like I said on the last episode. But again, let your hair down.
Yes.
Relax. It is almost time for Christmas morning.
You can't see me, but I have my fists in the air. Yay! I am so excited. 2 days, people. Well, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. So, and some of you open all your gifts Christmas Eve, which is wonderful. So then you can say one day. So, yay! So our message to you is we wish you a Merry Christmas. Okay,
a very Merry Christmas.
We won't sing it, but you can.
We wish you a Merry
You can hear it in your brain. Just pretend that we sang it. And truly, we do. And we hope that you have a wonderful time with your family, your friends, people you know, people you don't know. Enjoy life today. We're never promised tomorrow. So today is what we have. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't focus on the past. Focus on right now. And just let that joy be overwhelmed and bubble over like a child. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, just let you be you and enjoy this season. Like Jan said, we really just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I think we're going to wrap this up so that you can go and be with your friends and your family and just make it awesome. After the Christmas season, get on our social media platforms. Tell us what awesome gift you got or what gag gift you gave someone else or describe how your children reacted to seeing the presents under the tree. We want to know. We want to be a part of all of this. Yes. As I always say, you can send us a prayer request. You can join us on our social media platforms. You can find us on our website. All of the links are below in the description of this podcast. Thank you for joining us. Have a very Merry Christmas. And we will see you guys, I guess, in the new year at this point. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.